Page 30. Newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips from around the world. Art of trash talking nearly extinct in NBA. Trash talking is a lost art, especially with this generation of players, Kobe Bryant said recently. Everybody grows up around everybody, so nobody wants to trash talk each other. One reason for the reduced banter is the league's crackdown on anything controversial. Officials simply won't allow it. Players are now assessed technicals and fines anytime they open their mouths to say anything other than hello and thank you. It certainly has cleaned up the league from Cavaliers coach Byron Scott's playing days of the 1980s, but it has also stripped away a colorful component of the game. No one was better at it than Larry Bird. During one game, Bird was alone in the corner, and Scott was on defense. After the shot went up, as Scott went soaring by him, Bird said, "Byron, you're a little too late." When I came down, I turned around and looked, and there it was going through the basket, Scott says. He was very respectful, but he did it just as well as anybody I've ever been around. With the exception of Bryant and Boston's Kevin Garnett, most of those players are long gone, replaced with a sterile, antiseptic generation of players who often meet on the AAU circuit, become friends in college, and are all best buddies before even entering the league. Luke Walton is in his 10th season and said Bryant is easily the best trash talker he's been around. He's so good at it because trash talking gets you mad as a competitor, Walton says. The relatively easygoing Walton surprisingly loves to talk trash and has received his fair share of fines and technical fouls for it. Players are fined $2,000 for each of their first five technicals, then it escalates to $3,000 for each of the next five. Longer life gene variant found in studies. If you lead an active, extroverted life and are something of a thrill seeker, you might be genetically primed to live into your 90s or longer, according to a new study by a team that included University of California, Irvine, UCI, researchers. A variation of a much-studied gene involved in transmission of dopamine, a key component of the brain's reward and learning system, was found to be far more frequent among the very old. The variant itself might not extend lifespan directly, said Robert Moises, a UCI biological chemistry professor and an author of the study. Instead, it appears to predispose those who bear it to a more vigorous lifestyle. This particular variation has already been associated with personality traits that are much more outgoing, much more socially engaged, Moises said. We think it's as simple as that. Obviously, if you are much more likely to be engaged in physical and intellectual activities as you age, there have been many studies that have shown that is a good predictor of adding a few more years to your life. In this study, genetic samples from 310 people 90 years old or older were checked for the gene variant known as the DRD47R allele. 66% more people possessed the gene variant in the 90-plus group when compared with a control group of nearly 3,000 aged 7 to 45. The gene variant is something of a double-edged sword. While it appears to promote long life, it also has been associated with high-risk behavior, drug addiction, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, Moises said. The discovery of the gene variant's association with longevity might inspire people to become more active as they age, potentially extending their lives, even if they don't harbor the variant themselves, Moises said. Kodak blows itself up in hopes of surviving. All those photos you shot years ago on film and stuck in a scrapbook or shoebox theoretically, will last for centuries. Survival of the company that invented film photography for the masses is far less certain. The likelihood Kodak will get through Chapter 11 bankruptcy rises almost daily. Kodak has secured an $830 million line of credit, money that is supposed to carry it through the rest of its bankruptcy and out the other side. That post-bankruptcy Kodak will barely resemble the company that filed for bankruptcy. Desktop inkjet printer manufacturing will stop next year, though the company will continue to make the inks. Kodak expects to save $100 million next year by ending all the retiree health benefits it long has provided. And the company estimates it has shed roughly 3,700 positions worldwide this year. But perhaps most momentously, Kodak will be out of the photography business. Kodak is looking to commercial printing, packaging printing, and print industry services, as well as the just emerging field of functional printing, to be its next life. The choice has not been happenstance. Today, print is the only business they have that they could emerge from bankruptcy with and have a hope of succeeding, said Tone Kelly of New York. The high-speed inkjet Prosper system is a breakthrough technology, Kelly said. If they get that going, it'll be a real opportunity. Packaging printer Hammer Packaging has been a user of Kodak pre-press offerings such as plates before and through the bankruptcy. Everything's been on time, Chief Executive James Hammer said. They've got good products. The credibility is still there. But whether Kodak can make a big splash in packaging printing will depend on it being able to offer technology and products that set it apart from the competition, akin to its inkjet technology in commercial printing. Vocabulary focus. Trash talk. Banter. Crackdown. Antiseptic. Extrovert. Thrill seeker. Transmission. Double-edged. Momentously. Happenstance. Akin.